I like to fight too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here.
When the sun goes down. Is the CIA involved in Hollywood?
Yes. It was an OSS memo, the precursor of the CIA, where they were doing a study of the use of motion pictures.
All the kids under the age of 15, come on up here.
Hey, why don't you have a seat right over there?
We're this fucking close to running into my port side and destroying my whole boat. Fucking gonna make me go overboard like all the people in my Titanic when they got literally fucked.
Not literally fucked, but figuratively fucked.
Only going to get weirder. The level of contradiction is going to rise excruciatingly, even beyond the excruciating present levels of contradiction. I think it's just going to get weirder and weirder and weirder, and finally it's going to be so weird that people are going to have to talk about how weird it is.
You are the unvaccinated. You are the problem. It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period, end of story.
The only people that you can blame. The only people you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed, but the unvaccinated.
Oh, nigga, please!
So, what I wanted to see is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not willingly.
Oh, nigga, please!
She'll come back someday.
Oh, alrighty, folks, we are back, we are back, we are back. It's been a little bit. Let's see here. I really don't know what I want to talk about today. I came out of my Kermit shell, and I found an interesting, I saw an interesting fight on the YouTube that was floating around. Apparently there was a fight by a riverboat, between some white dudes and just a black dude at first, and then there was more black dudes that joined. And from everything that I'm seeing, they are calling it like a racially motivated fight, and that's not how I see it. What I saw was two dudes arguing. One dude who was probably more than likely drunk. Yeah, I mean, if you're on a fucking boat in the middle of the summer, you're more than likely drunk. Maybe he felt like the worker was getting a little mouthy with him, and he swings on him. And from my vantage point, from what I'm seeing, is I think that dude would have swung on anybody, whether he be black, Hispanic, Asian, another white dude. I think he swung on another white dude who was while they were jumping this black security guard. I think he swung on a white dude. I've only watched the video one time. So from my vantage point, I see a guy swing on a dude, and then I see his homies come out and help him. And I would like to think that that's what all other dudes' homies would do, is to help your boy in a fight, whether they know why you're fighting or not. I think the first instinct is and should be win that situation to make it home and go talk, figure out what happened after the fact. So I applaud the other white dudes for pretty much having their boys back. And then from the side of the black dudes, I don't feel like what they did was wrong either. They, from what they were seeing, was a dude, a black dude getting jumped by white dudes, and they felt like it was racially motivated. Obviously they're there. They're in a fight or flight situation per se. So, they don't have time to, deduce the situation the way I'm deducing the situation. I don't even fucking know if deduce is the right word, but I'm going to keep using it. But, you know, they made a brass decision, and they felt like they were only jumping this dude because he was black. And so kudos to them, because I would hope that every black dude is like that. If they, you know, it's, to me, it's a win-win for both, for everybody involved. They saw, you know, on the white dude's part, they saw their friend getting into a fight, and they were like, yo, we got to help our boy out no matter what. You know, they like, they don't got time to ask questions while the fight is going off. Everybody, like I said, they're in that fight and flight mentality. And then, you know, the black dude saw it a different way. So I don't fault anybody in that situation at all. You know, it just is what it is. And I think I saw something now to where they are, where they're trying to, make the charges. I think they're making it like a, they're trying to do it where they have like these, like, racial charge. I think hate crime is the word I'm looking for. it's crazy that, you know, it's just like these hate crime bills and these hate crime laws are, I swear to God, I think they're only meant to fucking make the people that they're supposedly protecting, so the people of color, to make them feel less superior, like we need extra laws to protect us, which I think is gay as hell. South Park made a, I love bringing up South Park, but they made a really good argument about this. They had a whole episode where, I think it was when their flag had, you got to think, this was a fucking old episode. I think this is like early, like 2000s, 2001 South Park episode, somewhere around there where it might have been the Cartman hate crime episode, or it might have been, it was the Cartman hate crime episode when I think they were supposed to race the girls on a fucking sled downhill. Cartman gets thrown in jail because he does something to Token, and Token's dad is like, yo, well, these hate crime bills, you know, they, he's like, every crime should be a hate crime if you think about it. You know, whenever you're doing something, especially if it's like a violent crime, you technically at that moment hate the other person that that you're committing that crime against. So every crime should be a hate crime. I'm obviously not doing it justice because I'm going off the top of my head right now while simultaneously watching Apocalypto. I fucking love this movie. I'll never forget the first time I ever saw Apocalypto. I was at my uncle Rennie's house, which is now my grandparents' house, and this is back when my cousin Aaron was still alive. And subsequently, I believe this is one of the last times, matter of fact, I think this was the last time we ever got to hang out in person before he was killed. Because I was hanging out with them right before he went on. They were going on a cruise, which I thought I was supposed to be going on, but my mom at the time, she couldn't afford the ticket. So it was like a family cruise, but you know, you had to pay for yourself to get on. And my mom couldn't afford the ticket, but we were at my Uncle Rennie's house, and we watched this movie on a fucking DVD player with surround sound, and man, it was a fucking good-ass time. That's fucking weird. When I threw it on, I was just throwing it on but it's been a while since I guess I never really thought when was the last time I got to hang out with Aaron. It just fucking hit me, and I'll never forget my fucking cousin. He was so smooth. We went to the mall, and I thought I can get hoes, but my cousin, he got the fucking tall gene in the family. He was like 6 foot, where everybody else in my family's short. I might be the shortest dude in my family, but you know, 6 foot, and he just fucking, he was confidence out the fucking ass. Pause. But yeah, he had fucking I thought I can get hoes. We went to the Parks Mall, walking around, and he got hoes. Needless to say, but yeah, rest in peace to him. This is the first time I ever saw this movie is when I got to hang out with him, and I didn't mean to get too fucking dark, or all sad and shit. But yeah, back to the fucking the riverboat shit. I don't think that it should. I don't think that a crime should be charged, period. I mean, if you're going to charge anybody, I guess you kind of got to charge the person that swung first. And then after that, all I see was white dudes helping their boy, and then black dudes still doing the right thing, you know, thinking that it, you know, they're ancestral instincts kicked in, you know what I mean? If you believe, again, I don't really think that black people were just massive slaves like that, like the way they fucking portray it. There were slaves. Everybody had fucking slaves. I've been through this. But, you know, you would have to assume that some of these black dudes' ancestors might have saw white dudes jumping their ancestor, and at that point it might have been racist, you know, so their ancestral instincts kicked in, they jumped into action. I say kudos to everybody involved, you know, except for the person that swung first. But I mean, if you're going to get into a fight, you got to swing first. But I don't think that that security guard was you know, was itching for the fight. I don't know, but again, he might have been getting mouthy. We don't know what these folks were saying. You know, I know dudes. The security guard might have called him a bitch ass, or you know what I mean? He might have said some words that will get you swung on in any situation. So, you know, I guess if you're going to blame anybody, you got to blame that guy that swung first. I really don't, but you can't fucking call those. You can't call that a fucking hate crime. That was just fucking your boys helping boys, and then ancestral instincts kicking in, and it formed a fucking perfect recipe. I was watching a fucking documentary on Edward Snowden called Citizen Four on Prime. Speaking of fucking Prime, they got like some new show where these two fucking dudes from, I guess, America and Ukraine, from what I can only assume from the picture, because I did not click on this shit. I did not do any fucking research on it whatsoever. I'm just deducing what I seen from the fucking picture. Is apparently because one dude had on American socks, and I'm probably gay for looking at the picture way too long, but it just like kind of threw me off, because it was like the first thing I saw as soon as I turned on Prime Video was fucking these two fags from the Ukraine and United States staring into each other's eyes lovingly. Why are they doing this shit? Like, why do they have to put that shit right in your motherfucking face? Like, you should have to go search that shit. Nobody wants to see that shit just right into their fucking eye. And maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm being fucking, I don't know. But anyways, I was watching Citizen 4 last night, and it fucking, reinvigorated me. Reinvigorated is not the right word, but goddamn, it just made you, I know I've talked about this numerous times, but we got psyoped so bad after September 11th. The FBI, CIA, the fucking deep state, knowingly and willingly let that fucking attack happen. More than likely even aided and abetted it. A quick side note on the September 11th attacks. I don't know if y'all guys know this or not, but there are the people who they were saying were responsible for this. I don't know if I talked about this before, but the people who they were saying were the hijackers that actually flew the planes into the building. Like, they found one of the dude's dads, and he called up. He's like, yo, my son, like, I just talked to my son. He didn't do this shit. So they were like, and then you got to think, this was, you know, it was 2000, so what, I think early internet, you know, internet might have just been around 10, 15 years, maybe at the most. And, you know, and you could just, and you could pretty much get away with what the fuck ever. And so they were, so these hijackers that they say hijacked the planes, unless they, you know, they were showing pictures with people with the same names. Some of these motherfuckers are alive. Look that shit up. If you don't fucking believe me, look it up for your fucking self. We know for a fact Condoleezza Rice had a memo, that there was a memo saying Bin Laden to attack before this date. I mean, we're again, they fucking let the fucking first bombing happen in 93. The fucking feds knew about, the feds, they know about all this shit. They've been tapping into people's shit, and then after September the 11th is when they really took that shit all the way fucking overboard. Like with what they did with Stellar Wind, you know, Operation Stellar Wind, which, you know, that's a fucking program to carry mass fucking surveillance without a warrant on the United States citizens. So on we the fucking people. And then you start channeling that into them selling our fucking data. Like, I just heard a story about a lady who was taking a shit, and the Roomba took a picture of her, and I guess the Roomba had data, and that data got sold, and then that shit ended up on like Facebook. And I don't mean shit, and you know, it was, that wasn't a play on words. I was just saying, damn, I'm fucking good. God damn, I need to go do stand up. I haven't did stand up in fucking forever. Fuck, I missed that shit. But anyways, you know, so you see what they did with Stellar Wind, where they have these just fucking massive fucking NSA data websites, or data locations, not websites, but actual sites themselves, where they're fucking collecting data. They got these, all these fucking undersea cables to intercept people's everyday communication. And again, this is all warrantless. And according to the Constitution, you need a fucking, you need a warrant to do all this shit. And these motherfuckers, whenever they deem necessary, they will surpass that shit. They will fucking, I'm on the part of Apocalypto where the guy's having the premonition right before his village gets invaded while the dude's holding his own heart in his hand and breathing all hard, and the dog's barking right before the fucking dog stops barking and shit hits the fan. Where the fuck was I at? Stellar Wind, them collecting data, and then us willingly giving social media companies our data, which is why I remember when I scrubbed my my Instagram, because I used to have pictures of my fucking kids on it, and I remember when I was doing it, my ex-girlfriend, my kid's mom at the time, she was like, why are you trying to hide your kids? Like she was trying to say, like, you know, she was trying to make it seem like I was like ashamed of them or trying to hide them to get to somehow get bitches off of Instagram. But then I was telling her, I was like, yo, my shit is, it's not a public, it's not private page, it's a public page. And I was like, and you, do you know how many fucking creeps there are in this fucking world? You know, so I remember scrubbing that shit, and it's like, you got these motherfuckers selling your data. You know, the fucking, it's scary to say that Big Brother knows exactly where you are, where you're gonna go, and where you're gonna end up every single fucking day. Because they got your fucking, they got your bank accounts online. This is another reason why they want to try to get you into central bank digital currency. And you already know what the fucking play is going to be. The play is going to be the same play it is all the time. You know, they'll fucking, some crazy shit will happen. Probably a false flag operation. Some planned shit will happen. And somehow your fucking bank account won't be safe. And then they'll convince everybody to go to central bank digital currency. They'll get fucking these bought and paid for celebrities to push that shit, same way they were doing with the fucking COVID-19 vaccines. And motherfuckers will give in. And to me, I think that that is the last bastion. Like that, like, if we give in as a people to that shit, I think we drift way faster into a communist run country. And, you know, obviously I think that there will be people that fight that shit tooth and nail. But, you know, I don't know how it's going to go, because I know motherfuckers, I know these soft ass NPCs are going to fucking, they're going to give in and they're going to fight for the government. The same way they were doing with calling the cops on people for not wearing masks. The same way motherfuckers were trying to dehumanize people who didn't want to get the fucking vaccine because it wasn't tested. It wasn't fucking safe. And obviously in the long run, it didn't do anything. And it did do something. It's killing motherfuckers. It's causing young men to drop with heart attacks. And I think that that shit might be fucking deliberate. We know that they want to fucking weaken men. And to me, it's so fucking strange that the age of the man that myocarditis is attacking is, you know, people between the 18-year-old range and 30-year-old range. You know what I mean? Like prime time for dudes with testosterone running through their body, pause, to make babies. And, you know, if they can make these motherfuckers infertile or just have these motherfuckers dropping dead from exercise, you know, they'll eventually, you know, they're already trying to scare you off from exercise, saying that it's a right wing. Somehow working out is a right wing thing. You know, they'll try to start, if you got the vaccine, they'll scare you from fucking working out now because it's not safe. Your fucking heart is not safe because you put some fucking bullshit in your fucking body. That's a tangent. Excuse me. I know I was joking on the last podcast. I was kind of being serious. I was halfway joking, halfway serious. All good jokes contain true shit. Obama might really be gay, and Michelle might really be Big Mike. This is fucking unworldly. Apparently, Barack wrote a letter where he was fantasizing. This is what's crazy, because this is how you know all these motherfucking presidents are horny as fuck. Because they're willing to write this shit. You know they're fucking compromised. Like, you know that they will bend over, get fucked, and even fuck a kid to get put in that puppet position. But anyways, apparently Obama was writing letters to his girlfriend fantasizing about having sex with men, which again, you have to get into the psychology of that. You're a man and you're so horny that you write your girlfriend a letter like, yo, I'm so fucking horny for you right now, I'll go suck a dick. Like, what? like put yourself into that psychology. That's how you know all these motherfucking presidents are captured, because you hear about this shit. The only one you don't hear about no weird sexual shit with is at least I haven't heard of, at least, was fucking George W. Bush. But he was already bad enough. You know, his fucking dad was a fucking, head of CIA, then was president. And, you know, then he was, George W. Bush was groomed to be president. I mean, all these motherfuckers that are president are groomed from a very early age. You know, I think that you could trace every single president back to one person, which is fucking crazy. But yeah, you gotta like to be that horny. I couldn't imagine texting a girl right now. Like, yo, I'm so fucking horny. Y'all like, I want a dick up in me. Like that is pause. Obviously fucking pause. But yeah. So him and that chef were probably, I'm 70-30 on this. So they were probably 70-30. He was probably really in a relationship with that chef. I'm 70-30 convinced on that. This math isn't going to add up, but this is just how I think. I am 90-10 convinced that, you know, he overheard some shit, or he saw some unsavory guest over, or they were having one of those Epstein style parties, and you know, he just saw the wrong shit. And I am 0% that he just actually drowned. And I am 50-50 on he probably got boosted, and you know, he might have had a fucking adverse reaction. So I lean more towards he just walked in on some shit or overheard some shit. That's first place. That'd be what I put the most money on. You know, obviously we're never going to find out, but if I was a betting man, that's what I put the most money on. Second is they were in a gay relationship together. Third is adverse reaction, which is fucking saying something. You know what I mean? Going back to the Snowden shit. Yeah, so all these motherfuckers lied to Congress. The former NSA chief, Keith Alexander, he straight up lied about the unlawful mass surveillance program. And guess where this motherfucker is serving on the board of? You fucking guessed it. Amazon. The same motherfuckers who were trying to show me these gay ass fucking pictures between these two faggots. They sought fit to bring in the guy who lied to Congress, faces no consequence. Think about that shit for a second. Think about if you fucking lied, like you can't even lie in court. You know what I mean? Because they'll get you for fucking perjury charges, all types of shit. This motherfucker lied about some of the most biggest shit on fucking earth, and he gets to serve on fucking Amazon's board. You know, going right back into the, you know, all these fucking companies wanting your data. Amazon, if for you motherfuckers who are always shopping on fucking Amazon, I rarely fucking do. I can't remember the last thing I fucking ordered from Amazon. I can't think of anything right now that I would order from fucking Amazon, just because I'm on my own fucking little personal fuck you to Bezos, and you know, my own private little what do they call that, what's the word I'm looking for, private little boycott. So this motherfucker gets to join Amazon's board to probably help them figure out, yo, how do we sell more shit to these people? How can we get these motherfuckers in our fucking Amazon ecosystem? How can we know every single thing about them? Hey, now we got these motherfuckers paying with the palm of their fucking hands, and they're happy for it. Like, these motherfuckers, this shit is, we are drifting slowly into a fucking crazy ass communist dystopian state. A lot of these motherfuckers are asleep to it. So yeah, Keith Alexander, former NSA chief, who lied about the whole fucking government spying on the American citizens, which they need a warrant for. I will keep repeating it. They need a fucking warrant to do that. He now works at Amazon, where they are always trying to collect data. That's just a coincidence though, right? Like that, you know, that's just a fucking coincidence. And nothing to see here. Pay no attention to the man behind the fucking curtain. Then you got James Clapper, who was all too happy. James Clapper, for those of you who don't know, he was also the director of National Intelligence, and you might know him from 2016 when he was really pushing the whole Russia collusion. It's like, yo, they were pushing the Russian collusion on Trump, and it's like, yo, are they doing that because, you know, Trump didn't want to get into any more wars? Not to say that he was a good guy and he didn't Jones strike people, but he did. Obviously, the Jones strikes kicked all the way up with fucking Obama when Obama fucked everybody. Again, I am so fucking glad I saw through that bullshit senior year in high school. You can ask any fucking buddy. Granted, the person that I was choosing over him probably wasn't any better, but I saw right through the bullshit. I even have a picture of my old phone when we were at Sam fucking Goody's, which was, for those youngsters of you out there, was a, used to be a CD store. So it's where, you know, where they sold CDs at. Ooh, wow, crazy. What? Way before streaming, right? Anyway, we were at, they had a picture of Obama and McCain, and I'll never forget, we were going to Brewer, which was a high school out the way out there in White Settlement, to watch a basketball game, because I remember that because I pulled this bad girl's phone number from there. Anyways, getting sidetracked. I had a picture with a cardboard cutout of John McCain. Refused to take one with fucking Obama. You could see straight through that bullshit. That motherfucker went from... He was the one that went after fucking Snowden. He was mad that all that shit got out there. Then he's going to try to talk about, I think one of Obama's direct, don't quote me on this, I'm paraphrasing, but it's somewhere to the effect was, the American people didn't want this information to come out like this. But it's like, motherfucker, the Americans weren't going to get any of that fucking information, you fucking faggot. They weren't going to tell us none of that shit unless Snowden leaked that shit. James Clapper, he also lied. He's the one that famously says, when he got asked if they were spying on Americans, that's when he hit the no sir, not willingly, while he was scratching the fuck out of his head, like looked nervous as fuck. Poker face was fucking terrible. Then he was one of the ones who were saying that, you know, Trump colluded with Russia, et cetera, which again, we know is a fucking lie. Two fucking major lies he's told and nothing happens to him. And I know that shit is in the past, but it, you know, if you study the past, you know what's going to fucking happen in the future. Like, you saw what they just actively did in 2020, and you got that bitch-ass dude, Bill Gates. Every time he thinks about a new fucking pandemic, he's always smiling and gleefully. I wish somebody, hold on, is it legal? I'm just asking if it's legal. I don't want no harm to come to anybody. I'm here with love. Is it legal to say you hope somebody slaps the shit out of them? I don't want anybody to slap the shit out of him, but you know, it's like, is it legal to ask that question? Is it legal to hope? And the reason why you got to be careful saying that now, because the fucking FBI just killed the fucking, the FBI finally did their fucking job, got on top of some shit with the threats. They apparently killed some like 80-year-old, 300-pound man. Because he was making death threats against the Biden guy. But anyways, you know, I don't want no harm to come to anybody. I just want to know if it's fucking even legal to hope. Who fucking knows? They make the fucking rules up. You know what I mean? They'll let us know what's best for us. But yeah, man, back to the Snowden shit. Then, you know, the British government had they had a program that was similar to what the NSA was doing, but their shit was called Tempora. And apparently, like, this shit was fucking way more hardcore than what the NSA was doing. And that, it makes sense, you know what I mean? Again, our founding fathers dipped from the fucking the gays up in Great Britain or the United Kingdom, whatever the fuck they call it, because they're all a bunch of fucking faggots, aren't they? That was my best attempt at trying to do a fucking UK accent. It sounded good in my head before I said it, but as I was saying it, maybe I put a little bit of Irish in there. I'm fucking terrible at accents. But yeah, so because of this shit, you know, when they were doing the leaks and everything, one of the journalists, Glenn Greenwald, who I really, really like, who is gay, pause, I don't really like him like that, but I like this dude because he tells the truth. So you can't call me a fucking homophobe because this dude is actually gay. But he's a motherfucking truther. And his boyfriend got jammed up coming, I think, in Brazil because he was working with Snowden on the leaks. And then the fucking UK government big dick The Guardian, which is now a piece of shit newspaper publication. They big dick The Guardian and made the fucking the like head of The Guardian destroy the hard drives that fucking Snowden was giving them about the fucking links and shit. Yeah, man, it's getting strange out there. It's getting fucking strange out there. I watched a, you know, I'm about to wrap this shit up because now I'm just ranting. But I watched a video from the UK. Again, a bunch of fucking faggots, aren't they? Apparently, this autistic child told this woman police that she looked like a lesbian. And the autistic child got arrested for that shit. I think there was like 8 cops that took away this autistic child. Because she told the woman cop that she looked like a lesbian. And she fucking did look like a fucking lesbian. But the child was autistic, you know, so, you know, they're just saying what they fucking see. They can't fucking differentiate shit. Remember, they're fucking special, remember? That's what y'all say. They're fucking special. Yeah, she told the lady cop that she looked like a lesbian. The lady cop did look like a fucking lesbian. And again, that's why our fucking founding fathers dipped. So we have the free speech to tell somebody that they look like a fucking lesbian. Speaking of that, we should be legally allowed to call the motherfucking bikers, like the bikers in the spandex who ride in the fucking middle of the road. We should be able to call them faggots. If not, gently nudge them.